You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Amanda.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, the podcast, because Ashley likes when I say that part.
I do. I love it.
Today we decided to take it easy and do a book report. And I have to say, I was flabbergasted and found it hysterical that this is not Ashley's favorite movie.
I don't even like it, like a little bit.
Like, I thought for sure you at least liked it, but now I know it's in one of the piles of Amanda's worst fucking movies that she watches all the time.
Yeah. So here's the thing. It ticks a lot of boxes you would think that I would love. Yeah. One, wrestling. Two, yeah. Paige. I love Paige.
Yeah.
Three, written and directed by Stephen Merchant, and Stephen Merchant is in it. I adore Stephen Merchant. Like, and yet, very tall British person, sign me up. Like, wonderful. For whatever reason, not my favorite.
The formula does not work in this one.
I mean, it's okay. It's okay. You were asking me what I would rate it, and I think you were thinking I would, like, give it a solid, like, zero. It's like a three out of five. Out of five.
Three out of five ain't bad. Okay, so that's just a, like, if it's on, sure, I'll watch it, but I'm not going out of my way to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not seeking it out anywhere. And this is only, like, I would watch it if there is nothing else on.
I feel like this is more of a two bell for you.
Is The Office on? I'll probably watch that.
Oh my. Okay, so if you haven't guessed it yet, we are just gonna do a very short book report on Fighting With My Family, the 2019 filmography of Paige.
Yeah. Before we do that, I just need to mention that today was being Monday, March 28th, seeing as we release on Thursday. So if you hear this, this happened 4 days ago. It was being the Elite's 300th episode.
Oh, snap.
And I did not realize how desperate for a crumb of Kenny Omega I was.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That the small little crumb of actually seeing Kenny that I got, I was taken aback by how soft and relaxed this man looked. He looked so sweet, and it was just lovely, and I miss him so much. So I hope he takes the rest of the year off, because
the rest of the year?
Yeah, because he's still hurt. He still has like three more surgeries to get.
When did he get hurt?
He's been wrestling injured since like 2017.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
He has shoulder injuries, knee injuries, foot injuries. He's been wrestling while having severe vertigo. So like when he gets into the ring, his like vertigo is basically like instant, and he's been wrestling while feeling like he's upside down in the ring at all times. My boy is injured.
I want this to be the moment where I'm like, wow, Kenny Omega's a beast. But that's not what happened in my brain. My brain went, why are you being so dumb?
Well, yeah, like he's a fucking workhorse. He hasn't had a moment to stop, basically, because he stopped doing everything in Japan, immediately started doing AEW, and then AEW took off. And yeah, but anyway, if you want, go watch the clip. There are some really funny bits in that new episode. Like there is this weird thing with best friends where they're just slapping food out of people's hands and eating lollipops. And it is so, and all of it's in slow motion.
Fuck.
And it is very strange. and kind of lovely at the same time. But yeah, it's great. And the Kenny thing's pretty funny too, because he tries to call Cody and that was very unsuccessful, as you could tell.
We can't even talk about Cody Rhodes. I'm still so fucking mad.
Yeah, we have what, a week until WrestleMania?
Are we even gonna watch it? We're not even gonna watch that.
We're not gonna watch it, but everyone's on Cody watch because he still has not shown up at WWE. So
how dare you? Okay, let me also preference this. If you don't follow me on Instagram, if you don't follow my personal page on Instagram, you also are unaware that my Cody the Rhodes.
That's what he's gonna be on WWE. Cody the Rhodes.
This is gonna be amazing. My Cody Rhodes wrestle buddy scared the fuck out of me on Friday night, and I still have yet to recover from it.
Yeah, I would probably lose my mind too a little bit.
Well, because like I have a chair in my apartment and all of like my wrestling things kind of just sit on it, and I threw like a bat, my CrossFit bag, down on the chair or whatever, and it smacked the Cody Rhodes buddy, and I forgot he talks.
Yeah.
So like all of a sudden I have Cody Rhodes screaming at me while I'm alone in the apartment and there's no other noise going on, and it was just like, oh shit, okay. So yeah,
I have thought about getting the Kenny one, but after that story, I don't know.
Don't do it.
It's too terrifying to think about.
I'm also entirely too sad that Cody Rhodes is so busy he hasn't checked my story.
He's got things to do, I guess. I don't know what he's doing.
Yes, he's busy. So fucking rude. He used to check it when I tagged him in things. How dare you?
You're no longer his favorite now that he's on the the Fed.
Trash. Complete trash. All right, let's talk about this fucking movie. First of all, the cast is fantastic. You can't tell me it's not.
Yeah, it's a good, it's an amazing cast, like an actually amazing cast.
Like Nick Frost is the dad, which he's fucking amazing in everything. I love him.
Absolutely. And
then, I'm going to say her name wrong. Lena Headey?
Lena?
Yeah, that one. Hated her in Game of Thrones severely.
Well, she was, you were supposed to. She was a good heel.
Oh God, stop it. We're just talking about everything. Game of Thrones, she was a great heel. Yeah. She was awesome in this. Florence. So just very quickly about Florence. I have truly only liked her in Midsommar.
Really?
Yeah. Like I don't like her in the new Little Women. I don't like her portrayal of Amy, which I mean, honestly, like our actors really like the director was telling you how to play this character, so let's be real. But I don't love her in that. She was okay in this. Oh, I liked her in this, but I saw this movie after Midsommar.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm trying to think what else she was in. Shit, Black Widow, but
I don't remember that one.
She was in that Malevolent. That's a scary movie. Anyway,
she was in that. That was a decent one.
Yeah. I saw Fighting With My Family basically kind of soon after it came out. And then it's on Midsommar, but I think I saw her in Lady Macbeth too, but that was a really long time ago.
I haven't seen that one.
She was like very young in that. Anyway, yeah, Florence Pugh, like fucking just amazing, amazing lady. I like watching her cooking show on Instagram.
I didn't know she had one of those, so I'll have to look that up.
It's very cute.
Also, we have The Rock and Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, Rock the Dwayne Johnson.
Rock the Dwayne.
Sorry, I only refer to him and Cold Steve like the way that Danhausen does, because it always makes me laugh. So it's always Cold Steve and it's always Rock the Dwayne.
fantastic.
Yeah.
So I have like two stupid notes. I mean, they're all pretty dumb today, but one of them is like Vince Vaughn can do no wrong because I just love him and everything. He cracks me the fuck up.
Huge Trump supporter.
No! Damn it!
So he can't do a little wrong.
God, he can do a lot wrong.
Can I also tell you that the girl who plays AJ Lee?
Sure.
Zelina Vega.
I fucking knew it. As soon as she came out, like okay, so I didn't know that the first time I had watched this, obviously, but I watched it last night as a refresher and I saw it and I was just like evil eyeing the TV.
You're like, she looks familiar. Also, we don't have to mention this. I will, just because it's who did all the choreography and all the stuff. All the stunts, the wrestling stunts were performed by Tessa Blanchard for the Paige part, but fuck Tessa Blanchard. So we don't need to talk about that.
I'll have to find out why we hate Tessa Blanchard.
She likes to use that N-word.
Oh, that's not okay. What the fuck with people? Seriously? God, we've had a day.
Oh yeah, it's been a whole it's been a whole fucking weekend.
Oh yeah,
I've tried to stay out of everything because I'm severely addicted to anime right now. So
I'm just gonna watch The Sopranos and go die. Yeah.
We're staying out of everything because we're literally just like our brains can't handle anymore. Amanda's in Sopranos land. I'm living on that JoJo's Bizarre Adventure world. So if you want to talk to us about either one of those, more than happy to talk to you.
100%.
Wrestling drama, can't do it. Not this week.
Not this week.
I will talk to you about Stardom because it's beautiful and wonderful and wholesome as hell. And I love it. And I love Japanese women's wrestling now.
I'll let Ashley talk to you about that because I have no idea what that
but
is yet.
But yes, unless you want to talk about Sopranos or JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, we have no spoons, no capacity. No spoons. We're not here for it. I've had a week-long migraine. So, and Amanda is going through it. So,
so
just
hard.
Leave us alone. We're going to talk about Paige.
You know what? Leave us alone until GCW Paranoia.
Yeah. Then we'll be happy to talk about wrestling again.
Yes, you can talk to us about wrestling at Paranoia. Until then, go away.
Yeah. Until then, we're talking about a movie. Yeah, so it's a very... okay. This movie is very well done. I can't knock it for that. It is very well done. I think for me, it just maybe because like I like wrestling. So a lot of the things it's just like, I think this was supposed to be for the audience that maybe doesn't. You know what I mean?
You can't see it, but I'm raising my hand. But I like wrestling now. But like when I first saw it, I was just like, this is great. Okay, one more stupid question before I start asking the real questions.
Yeah.
Do you think The Rock hates that people still call him The Rock and not Dwayne Johnson?
I don't think so. I think he actually, like, at this point, I think he plays into it.
Like, he just gets a kick out of it still?
Yeah, like, I think he kind of always knows he will be The Rock. But yeah,
got it. Okay, so if you haven't seen this movie yet, we're gonna talk about spoilers, and then, you know, just a heads up, I'm gonna ask some stupid questions because I don't know things, and then
there are no stupid questions, right?
There are, you know, people say that to try to be nice, but I don't agree at all. I work in a school and I'm telling you there's stupid questions.
I saw on TikTok this girl like saw something or like she was in a classroom and her teacher knew Matthew Lillard and like had him come in. And he's like, yeah, don't worry, guys. Like, there's no stupid questions. And the only thing that she could come up with, because she was so starstruck, was like, how does it feel to be a meme? And he's like, you know what? I take it back. There is one stupid question. And he was like, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. And she was like, nope, I'm going to live with that forever. So
I love that so much. Oh my God. Okay. That's fucking amazing. And I love it. Okay. So Paige is retired now.
Yes. No. How do I explain?
The internet lies.
She's semi-retired. She retired and then came back, and then she got a neck injury that kind of sidelined her indefinitely.
Okay.
But technically she has the same neck injury that Bryan Danielson has.
Interesting.
So she could come back from it, and she has stated several times that she is really working on coming back from it, but you know, not everyone heals the same.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. So
it could be that she never comes back.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, but she's still, like, according to the internet, an ambassador.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She still works under the WWE brand, which kind of gets a little messy, just because when they went through and took Twitch away from all of their like full timers, they did not take it away from Paige, I believe.
So I wonder if like that Twitch shit is her main source of income, and that's why they didn't fuck with her. Like, I can't imagine WWE's paying her like a solid salary.
I don't know the logistics, but I think that was one of the main reasons why there's speculation that that's one of the main reasons why Adam Cole left.
Because he's not allowed to have Twitch.
Yeah, he was when he was in NXT, but the moment he was going to move up, they would have taken it away from him. He would have had to shut it down.
Interesting.
And he likes it too much, because that boy is on that thing all the time.
That's funny as fuck. Okay. Oh, so I guess we should give some background. The movie follows Paige and how she got into WWE.
And there is, before this, there's actually a documentary that this is technically based off of.
Oh, okay.
There's a Channel 4 documentary from a very long time ago. I want to say Paige was maybe 15 or 16. And this is basically what it is based on. So I've seen that, and that was a wonderful documentary. But you get to see her as this girl, like she's a teenager and she's, you know, in the streets of like Northern England, like passing out fucking flyers to her wrestling show, and then like, you know, 20 people show up and they get in the van and pack it all up and do it all again the following weekend. It's nuts.
Damn.
She comes from like a rough family, but I think it's like you could tell that they all love each other.
Totally. Some people just don't know how to act.
Yeah.
I also grew up in one of those families.
I also grew up in one of those families.
Yeah, so we know. Does her family still have that wrestling promotion? Do we know?
I don't know if her dad does. I know that her mom still wrestles.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, her mom's badass. Let me just Google.
We're just going to Google it really quick.
Oh, it says, okay, he is the owner of World Association of Wrestling. Yeah, so I guess they still own it. I don't know if it's really running after the pandemic, though.
Oh, I didn't even think about the fucking pandemic, but yeah, that makes sense. All right. Did they really teach a blind kid how to wrestle?
That I'm not sure.
I'm gonna have to look that up. It said at the very end of the movie that he became a professional wrestler, but I don't know if we ever got like his real name. But now I want to look up.
I don't remember.
blind professional wrestlers and see if he pops up.
Yeah.
Okay. Cannot confirm or deny. If you have the answers, give them to me.
She's got a lot of brothers.
Oh, they only show us two in the show, in the movie.
But she has way more than that.
Interesting.
Or no. Maybe there's only three. Maybe there's only... I thought there was at least four kids. Maybe there's only three.
Interesting.
I don't know. Or maybe I'm thinking that the son of the brother was one of them, and it's actually just their grandkid. I don't know. I'm getting my people mixed up. But yeah, so I know there's a half brother in there too.
There's always a half brother in there.
There kind of is, isn't there?
Yeah.
So yeah, there was Roy, Patrick, and Zach.
Okay, so we only got shown Roy and Zach.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Patrick's the dad. My bad. I'm so slow today. Anyway, okay. And then like, I think that the girlfriend of Zach was also part of like the wrestling promotion too. This is very family run.
Interesting.
But
where?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of like sad. And this also happened in the documentary that they literally did put Paige and her brother up against each other in those like tryouts.
They did. It bummed me out.
But and so like that shit was for real.
I get why they did it, but it still bums me out.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I don't know. It is a bummer because I feel like since she had to go, but he had to stay, it kind of made it seem like her going wasn't as a big of a deal because like he was pissed off.
Yeah.
But you know, she was also like, could you imagine being like fucking what, 17, 18 and like, okay, go to America by yourself. Bye. No, for like how long? Like fucking a year?
You couldn't even get me to go to another country by myself, and I'm 34. Like, I'll maybe hit Canada by myself. That's it.
I can't believe I did it by myself.
I did. Yeah, dude, seriously. Like, you've got balls that I do. You're like, fuck, I'm out.
I had to go. Anyway, so she has a little bit of a hard time in NXT in her live event. She gets a little bit of heckling because she's a little goth baby.
But also, I don't think, I mean, if what the movie is telling us is true, it probably wasn't the best to come at the other girls the way that you did.
Yeah.
Like, I fully understand I'm a weird girl too, and like, I get it. Sometimes it's very difficult to be around those blonde tan chicks. I fucking understand.
Yeah.
But you're not winning anybody over with that attitude.
Yeah, that's very true. And I feel like, but I also feel like the person that they pitted her against being AJ Lee, like, from the jump, they made them hate each other, even though like they seemed very similar.
Yeah, I feel like they would tag team as opposed to fighting each other.
Yeah, which then like that doesn't help anybody because like I don't know. You know who AJ Lee is, right?
Yeah, Zelina, what's her fuck?
No, in real life.
No.
That's CM Punk's wife.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, that's a real person. AJ Lee's a real person.
Of course he married a wrestler.
Well, yeah.
Of course he did. Makes total sense.
Yeah, so I liked the juxtaposition, ooh, big word, of like her being in Florida or whatever, doing her trainings and stuff, and then them cutting back to like home.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah. And then when she like, I think there was that one part where she wants to quit and they're kind of like, well, you can't quit because like he didn't get to like who Zach didn't get to go. So why do you think you get to quit? Because and I was like, I kind of fucking hate that. Like, I hate that shit a little bit.
Well, like, it's fucked up. Just because your brother didn't get to go doesn't mean that you have to continue on if this isn't what you're into anymore. I don't know.
But, you know, like, she did end up making something of herself.
Totally. And I'm glad that she stuck with it. Like, yeah, it was fucking hard and it's miserable. You're alone. Nobody knows you or understands you. But I also feel like it made for that great speech when she won the belt. The whole, like, if you feel like the freak from Norwich.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, and she's so good on Total Divas too. She's like my favorite on Total Divas.
I need to go back and find that show and watch it because I've seen like one episode or something.
I think it's all on Hulu still.
Of course it's on Hulu. They have Rock of Love on Hulu. So I'm like, hold on, let me look right now. On the Hulu.
Let's go back and watch nothing but Total Divas.
I'm totally okay with trash television. I didn't even know she was on it. I know Natalia was on it.
She was on it for like a lot of seasons.
Damn it. It totally fucking is on here. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What
the fuck's on here too? Wait, is this new?
Who? There's like the cast changed a lot. Renee's on it one season and Renee's on it with like fucking Moxley and Moxley on it is so fucking ridiculous.
I can't even fucking picture that. I just feel like he would be annoyed out of his fucking mind from
it. He was.
Yeah, maybe. Like, okay.
Chase some guy down the street.
We can't
be talking about Tildy.
The picture, the cast for this, this is the cast picture currently.
Oh, yeah. That was even like a few seasons ago, I think.
I was like, what?
Yeah, it was like Carmella and Nia and Alexa and fucking Rhonda.
Rhonda is not, ooh, we're not going to go on this tangent because I'll be here all fucking day long. Yeah. We're just going to put the phone down and walk away.
Rhonda.
Fuck her. Did I say that? So like overall, the movie is pretty accurate because I know they worked with Paige.
Yeah.
In the like to do the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So like maybe they like inflated some things or left out some other things, but overall I would say it's fairly accurate.
Of course, yeah, they worked very, very closely with Paige because this is her story and they had the documentary to go after. And I know that Stephen Merchant really followed that documentary as well. Also, I told you this before we started, but there were some in-ring scenes or crowd scenes that were filmed at a SmackDown that I was at, and we did not stay for that.
Ashley's one SmackDown thing had so many things, like so many stories.
Insane.
So many stories from that.
I saw so many people that night. I keep thinking back about all. There was a fucking eight man like match. And I saw in that match, like AJ Styles, Brody Lee, Moxley, fucking John Cena, like. There's like so many people in that match.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was really bizarre. Anyway, but yeah, I saw a ton of people just that night. And we will be there once again for Dynamite. No, Rampage.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I thought it was they did really wait till the end to bring The Rock in, even though he was like a big part of this movie getting it made and stuff. Like, we're gonna wait till the very end to bring The Rock in.
Well, I mean, he shows up when they go to tryouts,
I guess.
We do, and they have like a whole, but it's like hilarious because they do the rock, and then like he walks away, they're done with the conversation, and then Zach's like, The Rock.
Oh yeah, they brought him back in when he comes out for WrestleMania, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're going to get your little, your match against AJ Lee. And then she's like, this is my house. So stupid.
I love the, my favorite. Okay. So can I tell you something that I find ridiculous, but also funny, is the whole, like, we don't do receipts around here. And then the first time in the ring, she gets a fucking receipt immediately because she froze.
Yeah.
Like, receipts are necessary.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know. I feel like, well, I was going to say, because receipts are fine if, like, it's necessary, but I feel like there's also a lot of people who just do them because they're assholes.
True. I mean, like, let's not abuse the privilege or anything, but yeah, you know, everybody's doing it.
Do you want a page fact?
Yeah, give me a page fact.
She wanted to be a zoologist.
Oh my god, I love her even more now. What a dork. I wanted to be an archaeologist forever.
I wanted to be a veterinarian, but I think like a lot of kids do. But I also wanted to be a clown doctor or a doctor clown, and I don't know what that means. Like, am I a doctor that takes care of clowns?
Why clowns so specifically is what I'm wondering.
I used to go to the circus a lot.
Okay. Most people are terrified of clowns, and you're like, I want to be their doctor.
Oh yeah, no, I had a moment where everything turned. Because at the circus, a clown came up to me and touched my shoulder, and then I never went back.
You're like, I'm fine
if they're at a distance. But once they got close to me, I was like, absolutely not.
Like, we're not doing this shit. No, thank you.
You can fuck right off.
Got it. Got it. Alrighty then. Well, there it is.
Yeah. I love Paige. I know there's been some shit, you know, as there is. But I liked her run a lot. I think she was great. Her run was amazing, and yeah.
I'll have to check out. We should do a Paige match.
Oh yeah, we can fucking do a Paige match. We can do the Paige AJ Lee one. That one's really good.
Oh fuck. All right. Her, fuck like, it.
Her first one, like in WWE, yeah, where she like got the belt or whatever. It's good.
Well, shit, let's do that. I mean, we have calendar dates available, so.
Yeah. And then we'll watch some Total Divas, put it on the family.
Oh my god. Can you imagine about Total Divas?
Just watch a season of Total Divas and recap it.
I would totally be into that. I feel like anybody that actually listens to us would be so annoyed.
Listen, she buddies up with Alicia Fox, and it's my favorite thing.
Interesting.
Because her and Alicia Fox are so cute on Total Divas.
I'm gonna watch this now. As soon as I get through The Sopranos, I'll start Total Divas.
Okay. I have a long way to go. I have a long way to go with JoJo, so it's gonna be a minute.
That's fine. I'll
sneak it in.
I'll just, every like third episode of JoJo's, you just fucking put in Total Divas.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I need to take a break and watch Total Divas.
Somebody else's drama for a change.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Ashley gave her rating. I think I'd have to agree that it was like a 3, maybe like a 3.5.
Hmm. Not as high, like, for Amanda, huh?
Originally I was thinking about it, and I was like, yeah, I freaking love this movie. But I think I just got a kick out of it last night because I knew the movie. Oh. So I didn't have to, like, pay close attention. I could just, like, be in my head a little bit. I don't know. I was cross-stitching also. So, I don't know. Yeah. Definitely for me, though, like, if it's on TV, I'll watch it. Even if there is other things on, I'm still going to watch it. Yeah. And now I'm going to check out more Paige stuff because she seems like a badass.
Hell yeah, she is.
All right, guys.
That's that. Okay, we have a, let's make a goal for this week. Everyone just get off the internet for like a little bit.
Like one day, no internet, please.
Yeah, like maybe just have like a good picnic with a friend or your a loved one, a special person in your life.
That'd be cute. You know,
go for a picnic. Yeah. It's raining today. Like, go for a picnic.
Go on a picnic.
I got my Tony Deppin hoodie today. I hope everyone's still my friend.
I'll still be your friend.
Okay.
Thanks. Tony Deppin's friend.
I know some people won't be my friend anymore, but that's okay.
He'll get over it. We love you, Tony Deppin. He gave us gold, and that is what we're for.
Thank you, Tony Deppin. Yeah, so that's our episode for this week. Come back next week when we'll be probably talking about The Collective, because I think it's WrestleMania weekend next weekend.
Oh, shit, that's right.
We'll be covering something regarding The Collective. Yeah.
All right, my other thing will get pushed back again.
Sorry, dude.
I've pushed back that one episode so many fucking times. That's fine, no worries. Okay, so drink water, take care of your friends, take care of your people, check on your strong friends. We're losing our minds.
Yeah.
Make sure you eat, dudes, dudettes, people in general, eat, please.
Yeah.
You can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
You can find us on Twitter at
HTTW Pod.
You can also buy t-shirts that we're having made soon. So if you buy them now, you might get it sooner. Yeah. You can, where the fuck are we buying our shit again?
You can buy it at how to talk to your friend about wrestling.bigcartel.com. That's right. We do it all ourselves.
Yeah, we actually DIYed the shit out of some stuff this weekend.
I put that shit together myself. So yeah, if you want to also, like, we never talk about this. Like, we fucking do this shit ourselves. Amanda runs the fucking Big Cartel website. We ship everything out ourselves. Amanda designs the shirts amazingly. All of this is done. I did the screens this weekend. And my boyfriend prints them, but, you know, it's a family-run business that we are all, I mean, I have to go in there and fucking catch shirts. If you know anything about screen printing, I hate fucking catching shirts because those motherfuckers are like 300 degrees when they come out of the oven. And they're hot. Yep. And I have to touch them with my delicate little fingies. So if you know basically what happened on the internet this weekend, but we're a fucking little DIY central here. So 100. If you want to, come on out and support us because we're doing this shit ourselves.
Yeah, tip us.
We've always done this ourselves.
That's true. We've never had help. Ryan, no, I'm kidding. Just kidding, Ryan. Just kidding. Yeah, dude. Oh, and then April 9th, we'll be at Paranoia. If you see us, like always, please come talk to us. Take pictures, get stickers. Yeah. I'm putting that on a t-shirt. Take pictures, get stickers.
Yeah. We'll be around. We're kind of shy and awkward. Well, I am, but Amanda's not.
I mean, I'll talk to you 100%. Like, I got no problem talking to people. But yeah, come out, say hi. If you see us, that'd be rad. Again, just drink water, get sleep, eat something.
Take care of yourself, guys. Yeah. And gals, non-binary pals.
Oh, snap. Okay, that's it for today. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.